Tooth, could you just tell us a little bit about the actual, what's happening in the garden? Sorry, Ruth. Could you tell us a little bit about, like, what's going on here at the moment in terms of, like, the kind of the logistics of the garden? What's been planted, what beds, all that sort of stuff? You're talking about manures or something,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. We're clearing three beds, which will become the crop rotation beds in the spring. So one will have brassicas, one will have legumes, and one will have roots. But just over winter, we're going to plant some green manure seeds, which are plants that fix nitrogen and do good things to the soil over the winter, so that in the spring we can cut those plants down and dig them into the soil and they fertilise it. So that's the three main beds. We've covered over another patch of overgrown ground, which will be the potato bed in the spring. We've covered that with a few layers of cardboard so that hopefully everything underneath it will just die down and be easier to dig in the spring. And we have a herb bed, which is the one existing bed that was already here, which has timber sides to it. And we've a rhubarb patch as well, which hopefully will take off, even though we didn't really have any manure to put in with the rhubarb. And that's it.
What about, there's a few windows, is there something going to, glass house or something going to?
Probably on the next day of work we'll try and make some cloches, which is by, we have these old windows and we're going to prop them against the back wall of the garden to make the cloches, and then we just have to seal up the ends with pieces of timber and maybe tape the gaps between the windows to make some sort of homemade cloches, and then we'll be able to grow, I think, beans and spinach and lettuce under those, depending on how big we manage to make it.
Okay, and the patch that's here is probably what, maybe 8 by 10 meter square or something, or a rectangle. What sort of yield have you got so far this year?
God, I don't know. I have no idea.
What was planted even?
Well, we had potatoes. We had quite a lot of potatoes. We had a good lot of beans. Lettuce. We had more lettuce than people to take them, and a few different varieties. We had courgette and squash. The courgette kind of got very big. And we had loads of cabbage, but people didn't seem to want to eat it, so that kind of just grew very big. And we had some cauliflowers, we had some peppers, amazingly, green peppers, and a tiny aubergine, which is about an inch long. But that's pretty impressive, because they're Mediterranean plants. I think that was it. Then herbs, we have herbs as well.
What sort of herbs?
Well, let me see, I can see chives, thyme, rosemary, basil, oregano, parsley. I think that's it.
Okay, and in terms then of the garden as a social space as well as a food production space, like, you know, like in terms of benches or places to sit, or, you know, coming up here and just enjoying being around with people.
Well, we have a couple of benches just against one of the walls, which is a good place to sit and survey all the work that's been done. But we need to put a bit more work into making places just to sit down and maybe have some drawing and painting or mosaic or murals going on. But I think one of the most successful things about the garden is the people that we've all met. Like, I came down here last Tuesday night kind of reluctantly after work, but I got talking to two new people and just left feeling really great, because I'd met, you know, two really great people and they had told me stuff about themselves, and just you get great energy from them. So
Would you feel that the actual garden helps that, like, the kind of having discussions while digging the soil, being around, seeing growth happen? Like, do you think that inspires the sort of discussion or those kind of magic moments?
Yeah, it does. Because, yeah, you can sort of be working away and still having a chat, so you're not, I just think you're probably less self-conscious than just having a one-on-one conversation with a stranger. But I think it just attracts lots of people who think in similar ways, so that's probably why I like it, because it's a way of getting to know people who probably I'd have a lot or, you know, a good bit in common with, and people of different ages too, which is always good.
Yeah. And there was an exhibition in the public library. How did that go, or how long was it up for?
It was up for a good few weeks, I think. The library were really receptive to the idea, and yeah, we put up a good few kind of posters and text and images and stuff, and we had a kind of a book to write in, and then we had a sort of a meeting on one of the evenings that the library's open late, and I'd say maybe there was about 15 people at it, and it was good. I haven't really seen any of them back since that meeting, but I think it was good just to let people know about it, or give them a chance to find out about it, even if they're not further involved. I think some of the people are just too old to be able to get in here at the moment, so they might be involved if they could get in easily, but I think they're just glad to be told and consulted. And I also sent on the minutes of another meeting to them, so they're kind of kept in the loop and made to realise that we do care about what the people who live around here think, and we have more local people involved since then, either through posters or indie media or newspaper articles or the flyers that have been dropped in. So there's a good few people who live quite near, so it really is more of a community garden now than it was at the start.
And how would you like to see it develop over the next few years? What's this place going to be like in 10 years? Best case scenario.
Well, I'd hope, like, there's lots of really established plants, so lots of decent sized trees, so more shelter maybe. It's quite open at the moment, and proper places to sit down and sort of socialise. Just more established. Ideally, proper access so people can just walk in. So you can get more people of all ages, kids and older people and everything. Maybe you could have educational stuff going on here with kids, that they'd come down at a certain time every week from their school and learn stuff and do stuff. But I think physically it would just be nice to see more big, you know, more trees and shelter, and I suppose it's a huge space, so it could be divided up into lots of different areas and different things going on.
Mm. Okay. Well, thank you very much, and it's great. It's a very, it's a beautiful space. So, well done to all involved. Thank you.